Welcome back to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS.
I'm Sylvia.
I'm Nina.
And today's ASMR sound of the day, we have not forgotten, is this. I got an industrial sized hand sanitizer.
It is so big.
It sounds really good.
My God. Can you hear? Oh dear God.
I swear, the COVID and anything else is dead. I can feel it.
You bought so much.
Yes.
It's all over you.
Like my clothes are wet. My thighs are wet. But at least you know I'm clean.
Oh my God. It's really a lot.
I'm sorry. You know what? Because why? We're in heightened alert.
Yes,
and
yes,
I was paranoid.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So yeah, I squeezed a little much.
Okay, I was squeezed a little bit lah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are back finally.
Yes.
After a 3 months break. Mm. So we took the break because, right? We thought life was going back to normal, right?
Exactly.
We thought, oh, okay, we can get our lives back. You know, we are out to do our thing.
Yes.
And then we can close shop on the Thirsty Sisters. Right. But then suddenly,
it's as though we're back in circuit breaker again.
Yes. Yeah. People are calling it circuit breaker 2.0,
yes.
Circuit breaker light, heightened alert. There are a lot of names, lah. But basically, what it means that we're back to staying at home.
Yes. All
right. Right. Yeah. Work from home. Home is the default once again.
Yes.
And I think it's even stricter than the previous time. Right now, like, the PAX is like 2 PAX only.
No, the previous time you cannot even go out.
Oh, yeah. So it's actually better.
It is in some ways better lah.
Right, you kept
at a maximum of 2 persons, right? But I mean, who to go out with me lah? That's the question lah.
No, it is actually quite funny. Because suddenly, like, you know, it slowly increased, right? From nothing to don't know how many people,
yeah.
And then 5,
yeah.
Right? And then 8, and then yeah. we all got so excited.
Yes.
And then now it's back to 2. And then now it's time to decide who is that one person.
No,
left.
I think, right, it's like the government is putting a test on friendships.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you want your friendship to go the furthest, right?
Yes.
You have to stand to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
really?
Honestly, it's not that hard lah.
I think I actually, right, do enjoy it in the sense that I know it's needed, because I think around the world, people are in like MCO and
right.
lockdown.
Right.
And many of the countries, like even like Hong Kong, right, is the fourth time.
Correct.
You know?
Yep.
And we are only in our CV 2.0.
Yes.
So I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And to keep our standards, right? You know, Singapore is ranked within top 3 for countries you want to be in with COVID.
Wow, is that such a
yes,
chart?
There is such a
that
chart.
That we are topping that
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
So we are always head-to-head with New Zealand.
Oh my God. What does it take for us to be at the top?
So it takes for us to be at the top, right? If we follow the rules.
That sounds simple.
It sounds simple,
yeah.
Okay? And you know what's the more exciting thing this round of
what?
COVID updates?
What is so exciting about COVID?
There is vaccine.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
There is the Pfizer, the Moderna. You know, there is the
Sinopec, is it? Is Sinopec is petrol station?
Sinovac. Right. I mean, there are a lot.
Yeah.
But I just want to stress that I think yourself as well, we're stuck in an age whereby we're not too old to get vaccinated first.
Yes.
Neither are we too young to get vaccinated first.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got 2 new producers on the team, right? And they are like,
They're flexing to us.
Yes, they're flexing to us because they are Gen Zs.
Yes.
They also call themselves Zoomers.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yes, and he is flexing because he's got the vaccine already.
Yes.
And and it seems like people our age, no matter how much we sign up our interest.
Yes, correct.
No, we are so interested.
Actually, none of our age group one, right, other than those in the essential one, right, that I know of is actually vaccinated. You
correct.
Know?
So the interest is just a survey.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it seems like, you know, the old people got it like first, right?
Yes.
I mean, the frontliners got it first.
Correct.
And then the old people, and then now the young people. And
correct.
Then ours is scheduled to start next month, provided that we stay at home and don't die first.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm not sure whether they are gonna call us like in a month's time because by the look of it, I'm not sure anymore.
Right. So so I was still bitching to my brother, right? If they give me the vaccine at the start, like, I was still like, I would say I just want the Moderna one because Dolly Parton, Girls
yes,
Rules,
yes,
I would choose
correct.
That. Now it's like, just give me anything.
Please, I don't want to be the last.
Oh my God, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Right. So no, you're just gonna take whatever that comes your way.
Yeah, just I'm just gonna take it, right? And remember, I got a plan with you. We're gonna dress up.
Oh
yes. So this is how interested we are. You
yes,
know?
Because we are gonna dress up like as though.
Yes,
we
as
are
though
going
we're for a D&D.
No, we actually said this. We said we are gonna dress up as though we are going to the Met Gala.
Met Gala. Yes. No, so really, like, it's just, yeah, so delusional because we're waiting for a vaccine and it's not happening. Yeah, we thought about the outfit.
Yes.
It's like Met Gala. We thought about the theme.
Correct.
Right? We're going to be dressing up and then
correct.
We're going to be walking with that dress and that heels to the community center to take our jazz. And then we'll take video of us looking hot.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have some slow motion, you know,
yes.
post at those, like, camera flashing at
correct.
Us.
No, yeah. But you know what's the sad thing?
Why?
Like, we're the last batch, so everybody got ready. So, like, I don't know.
No, save the best for the last.
Right.
Yeah. So, we have to look at it optimistically, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, at least that's the update, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know all of us kind of are back at home, right?
Mm.
And I think some of the people are saying that, oh, it seems like we're taking two steps forward and one step back.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of really don't see it that way.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
now when we say work from home, right, mm-hmm. it was really, take out the SOP from
yes.
last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not like a sudden shock anymore.
Yeah, it's not
yeah.
like you don't know what
correct.
To do. It's like, oh, you know, we already listed out the things to do, so
mm-hmm.
let's just follow it,
mm-hmm.
right? But I think emotionally-wise, what do you think is the biggest difference from last year when we entered CB?
I think this time round, the difference is that we still get to go out and do things, you know? So, like, yesterday, I went out to do my eyelash because it's essential to me. I really need to do my eyelash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as I walk into the malls, right, mm. there's still people around,
right.
you know? Like, there are people queuing up for, like, food and all that. As compared to last year, I don't even remember stepping into a mall
yeah.
during circuit breaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I think this is very important because last year during circuit breaker,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't go out and buy food, ma, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up eating a lot of whatever that is in my house, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I actually gained a lot of weight. Leh.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the weight gain has been very consistent. throughout the years for me.
Okay, well.
I wouldn't say that is something that's special
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
this CB.
Then what is special for you?
Yeah. Well, I think nothing special. No, I know you're waiting for some dramatic news that something is special, right? But I think for a lot of us,
mm-hmm.
it is more of a sense of, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like humanity, we've kind of really accepted,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I know last year we were more hopeful. We were like, oh my God, okay, if we do
yes.
this, if we do this, it's going to be over in 6 months, you know? Like, if we are good, we're obedient,
mm.
this is going to be over and next year we're going Bali.
Yes, correct.
You know?
Yeah.
But now we're like, okay, we know this is here to stay for at least a couple more years, right? So now we're a bit more like,
I think we are
realistic.
Yeah, correct. We reconcile with ourselves that way.
Correct.
Already. Yeah. So like I plan to actually go back to JB with you.
Correct.
Right? Last year, right?
Mm.
That oh once it's over, we are going back to JB. But as of now, even your brother has not been home for like 1 year plus, right?
Correct. And the strange thing is, you know, he keeps saying, right, oh okay, the moment I get back to JB, I'm gonna eat this ayam this, you know, ayam penyet from mom, you know, we're gonna eat ikan pedas, you know, all that thing.
Mm.
But recently bro has been cooking
exactly.
himself because he says that, you know what, he's gonna be realistic.
Mm.
It's not going to be so soon that he gets to eat his favorite food.
Mm.
So he better learn how to cook it right
yeah.
here in the kitchen.
I think that
behind.
Is better because
yeah.
I remember him saying something like, little did he know
yes.
that the last time he chopped his passport at the custom
yes.
was the last time that he actually is in Malaysia. La.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So I think a lot of us are in acceptance mode.
Mm.
Right.
Correct.
And we are trying to figure out how to live life. No, how to have a life still.
Mm-hmm.
within these limits.
Actually, speaking of that, right?
What?
It is still possible to have a life one. Because, for example, last week, Sylvia and I went to swimming.
You
you know, last year during CB, we cannot even do any activities. like that at all. Like, at least now you get to do outdoor activities, right? So it's not as bad as last year. Yeah, so I tend to look at it in a more silver lining kind of way.
Right.
More control. Yeah, even before that, we went to do F45 in the open park.
So, okay, COVID updates aside, okay, we are entering the second part of the podcast, which is relationships. And guys, don't think nothing happened in our life. I would like to say, okay, we've got stories whereby one of our friends, the husband got seduced, ran away with another girl and is divorcing her while she's stuck in Singapore. I have that story.
Yes!
We have the story whereby a guy, you know, dumped the girlfriend after like, what, 5-6 years together because he felt that during the pandemic, she was not the right one.
Oh my God!
Right?
Yes.
We have so many stories.
Yes.
Okay, but we just want to catch up on the easy ones first because we're just back, so y'all need to calm down.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I mean, like, the easy easy ones is always us, right? I mean, me, la.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Nina.
Yes.
How has your life been? Your personal life?
My personal life has been nothing but emptiness. Because just like last year, I also went on dating app. This time around, I used my ghost phone to download Tinder. Okay, don't ask me why I got a ghost phone lah. To download Tinder, and the first thing I did was to verify, because you remember in the other podcast we say it's very important to verify your dating account first before anything.
Correct.
And guess what?
Guess what?
I still can get banned even though I verify my account.
Oh, so okay, wait. So how are you meeting men these days? Oh, okay, wait. So from the last story, right? You were dating somebody actually, correct?
Yes.
What happened to that? It just is for the benefit so that everybody can catch up on the last few
months. What happened is that it didn't work out lor, as usual. I mean, nothing new lah with me. It just didn't work out. Yeah. So I don't really want to go into that because we are talking about the current ma, right? So currently I got banned on Tinder and I got a sad story to tell you.
What?
So before I got banned on Tinder, right, I actually had a lot of very good conversations and a lot of plans of probably meeting up, but I never got to meet anyone because when I got banned, right, all the conversations, all the details of my account just went into the cloud like that. So it's a failure, lor. It's a failure again, lor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, okay, if like we're counting like 0 to 100, how empty is your life now?
In terms of love life, huh?
Yeah.
It's a negative 25,400.
Oh, God. How about my neighbor opposite? I swear to you, I think he is single.
Wait, you know,
he is ang mo.
This is a funny story. So that day, right, Sylvia suddenly messaged me. She said, hey, you know what Mandy say, right? Mandy say that there are two guys, huh? Is it?
Yeah, no. This is so sad.
Why?
Even Mandy knows your life is at negative 25. So the other day, Mandy was sending me back, right, from his house. And then he saw two ang mo sitting on my right-hand side, the shop house on the right. Mm-hmm. So like two new ang mo moved in. Mm-hmm. And even I didn't notice. And I saw these two ang mo men and I didn't think anything of it. And then Mandy was looking at me. He's like, you better tell Nina, I know. Next door got two ang mo men. I was like, thank you for worrying for her too.
So sad at this life story. Until your friend's partner must keep a lookout for you.
And it's a random one.
Yeah, it's random. Just see anybody, just take ready. Don't care first. Attach or marry, don't care.
Yes. Yeah. Oh no, yeah, but so, yeah, that's your
yeah, that's my sad story as of now, lah.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean I'm okay, guys. I'm okay.
It's
okay one. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know it's okay because like I mean, bitch here really did try with the same damn guy for 1 year, right?
1 year plus lah.
Yeah.
Like back and forth lah. Back and forth because of Betty and all that, like in between and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it was right, pretty much the same person and it just didn't work out. So that's very sad. And then when she doesn't feel so sad, she'll talk about it.
Yes, maybe I will talk about it when I'm not so sad, but
now you just need to know bitch is at minus 25.
And all you people
and she's not vaccinated.
And all you people, please don't get coupled up so fast, okay? Because when you're coupled up so fast, my market becomes smaller, okay? So hold your horses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But on the flip side,
yes,
Silver has been very wholesome.
I am
so wholesome, guys. You have no idea.
I am a very wholesome person.
Yeah, like, tell me, what are you going to do tonight? The activity that you are going to talk about.
Right. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Now they're going to be like, ooh, is this some gossip? No.
No.
She said, I'm very wholesome.
Yes, she is.
Tonight, me and Manny are bringing Pocky for a walk at Marina Barrage.
See, wholesome That's activity. It.
You can see.
Yeah.
Right? Jade behind the camera, she just frowned. She's like, oh, no, not the tea I was going for. Nope.
That's why I put it in a nice way. It's wholesome, right?
Right. No, so one thing that I really, really learned for the past 3 months, okay, after analyzing secretly me and Nina's relationship with men, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like very dramatic men. Like the one that you dated, where the relationship is very ups and downs, right? While it may be really exciting. God damn. While it may be really exciting to talk about and everything, right? But the failure rate is rather high.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, how do I say this? Your or he is more into the highs and low rather than, you know, the calmness and, you know, taking care of each other.
But the problem is I'm also like that.
Not exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I say, like, I see a relationship like both of you chase very highs and low lows and then you usually crash and burn.
Yeah, correct.
And then you go to minus 25, right?
And then, you know, I will sing the song I Love the Way You Lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so that is what I've seen for the past 3 months, right? Whereas you feel like I'm wholesome and I know what she's trying to say. Wholesome to Nina means boring.
Yes.
Right?
Goodness, the kind of activities that they do is like, hey, can you bring the plant from your house to my house? Then like, oh, activity. You see, she's so excited, you know.
Oh my God. So when they just move house, right? And then, right, you know, behind my plants are growing very well. Mm. So I make into baby pots and I put it at his house.
And they are so excited about it.
Yes, we are.
I have no idea what kind of excitement does that bring me. That's why I say you are very wholesome. The both of you are very wholesome.
No, it's not. I feel like.
Yes, okay, yes.
This kind of relationship is kind of better because you're not chasing too much drama. You really take focus and you really pay attention to the smaller things,
like the plants,
and the smaller things are the daily life. And if you can get by your daily life, it's gonna be okay. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, whereas if you're chasing for a big thing, right, then chances are you're not gonna find that big thing. It's the small things that make out the big things.
I mean, I will take your advice, lah. You've come a long, long way. But as of now, I'm not into the wholesome life, lah. Yeah, not everybody is suited for the wholesome life. I cannot imagine that I have to go and plant my baby plants to make into smaller plants and report it and then bring to someone. And that person is excited, which is Mandy. It's beyond.
I don't think he's that excited.
He is. You don't forget, I went over, right? Yes. He had a mini open house for the friends.
It was just two of us.
I mean, yeah.
It was an unofficial one.
It was an unofficial one. And both of you get excited, which I cannot. For example, right? She went to the house and said, hey, do you realize that the dishwashing rack is very familiar? Then he's like, yeah. I'm like, what? This one from your old house? Then what? Then they both like, huh?
Oh no, oh God. We are the losers. Yeah, of and SG.
After that, in the whole house, right, only got a table and chair. Then she will ask me, you know where this table and chair is from? They say, yeah, you know where? Yeah, from your old house. I'm like, oh God. I just want to get out of there already. I did not. You are so horrible.
Oh no. No, we have to paint an equally good picture of both type of relationships.
Okay.
So people can choose.
Okay, then you say explain.
I would like to say, okay, non-drama is good for people of my age. Because I think at this age, I cannot stand drama anymore. I cannot stand games, you know. I cannot stand not knowing.
Right.
I cannot stand like, oh, he is making me confused. He's sending mixed signal. I rather this person just be himself.
Right.
Although he's not the most exciting person there. Right. But not exciting doesn't mean he's not interesting.
Very, very interesting.
To you, yes. I know. Like, that's why I say it's very hard to find the same kind of vibe. And the both of you vibe so well together. You all can be, like, going for a walk, both of you listening to podcasts, and then, you know, you all don't talk and stuff like that. It's like, you all find enjoyment in that. Yeah, but for me and my experiences, that is too wholesome like, at this point of my life. Maybe when I'm older, then I will go for things like this.
Yeah. No.
Yes, la, yes, la.
No, guys. I think people who are listening, they must be like, huh? What choice do I have to make now? Am I going for exciting or not? But you know what? I think about it. Think about it. It doesn't mean that exciting means good.
For right? sure. I mean, coming from experience, it doesn't mean good la. Mm. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I just want to say this.
Yeah.
Sylvia and Mandy is so wholesome. They're my role model, but probably in 10 years' time.
I would like to say we are indeed rather on a wholesome side of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the other day, Ikan was asking, right? Mm. What do you do with Mandy for the longest time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been dating since the last CB.
Yes.
And activities haven't changed much.
Yeah, really haven't changed. Locations changed, you know, like a lot of things have changed, but their activities still the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
So Ikan was asking you that.
Oh yes, what do we do on weekends, right? He thinks like we're up to no good on the weekends, right? And I said, oh yeah, we will do our book club activities, which is he'll bring his book here and then I will also have my book and then we'll read a book and then we'll go eat.
It's a book club with two people and Bucky and Yummy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and then we go out for a walk and we eat.
No, but that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, but
because whether CB or no CB,
it's
right?
It's no different.
Oh, oh, so actually it's quite good. That's why you are managing so well.
Now you know why. All the introverts, we are managing very well. Because CB or not,
it's the same.
It's the book club anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Our producers, right? The Zoomers.
Yes.
Oh, every time I say that, I want to roll my eyes. Oh my god. Oh, that was tough. I feel like I have nosebleed. Oh, sorry. So Mizuma says that they have come up with a list of exciting date ideas that they would like us to share with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Your face meant thin.
So if you think that I'm too wholesome with Mandy or Nina is too slutty and too unmotivating with her minus 25 shit, check out these ideas by the Zoomers.
we're going to try and sound more excited lah.
Very excited here.
Very excited, yeah.
All right. So
on the top of the list.
They've been talking about it just now, right? Yeah. They say there's this thing called projector or projector X, you know, whereby you can watch movies outdoor but still socially distancing. What do you think, Nina?
I personally would go for the more Netflix and chill kind.
Like, I think at our age, we just go to the house already.
Yeah,
like,
just
you
go
know?
To the house and you want projector, you buy the small projector and you project. At least you do what people cannot see.
We forget that they know that they're still young.
Yeah.
You know, for us, right? You know, we're in our 30s means that we have done that in our 20s.
Yeah.
We have fucked up too.
Yes.
And then now we think a little bit differently.
Correct.
but we get you. It's still fun to do such things.
Yeah. I mean, like, it will be something that is interesting in our stage already because we don't really do that nowadays. Like,
correct.
We don't even go out to, like...
Yeah, because we become, like,
we
socially
become
quite distancing.
Homely. We abide by the law more than what they want us to do, lah.
Yeah. So, as you get older, yes. Speaking of which, I also have a story to share, which is one of my friends actually go lunch and projector X.
Yes, in the house.
Of some strange men.
Yeah,
that's the story of another day. We have a lot of stories to tell you.
Yes.
Okay, this is just a very calm episode one.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yes, like when we come back.
So,
okay.
Back to dating ideas by the
projector
Zoomers.
Projector X, great. I think it's great.
And then somebody say cycle at the East Coast Park. Oh. Hashtag thirsty but healthy. Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, based on my experience previously, Sylvia actually told me to go on a walk at East Coast Park on a date.
Yes.
I don't think it's a good idea, lah. Yeah, yes. Because as I say, when you want to escape, it's very hard because ECP is just one route only. There's nowhere that you can escape.
No, but I get it also, because these Gen Zs, right, they're more into the health, the fitness, the environmentally friendly, you know, so like going to nature and going on dates, they are type of thing, which is also my kind of thing, because who am I? I'm going to Marina Barrage tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's also true. It's just not me.
But yeah, maybe it's just not you.
Yeah, maybe it's just not me.
Okay, what else do they say? Oh my gosh, staycay. Oh my God. I thought Gen Zs are going to give me like really rad, amazing ideas, but staycay, sure, you can go staycay.
I mean, if you haven't used your Rediscover voucher, you can. I also haven't. Oh, I'm still waiting for someone to go staycay with me, but never got to use it.
You know, I really want to use my Rediscover voucher. In fact, Mandy wanted to go to, what's that called? Universal Studios, right?
Oh, yes.
Right, with me. Like last week, but then
Sunday
like,
or something.
But but you know, like the CB started.
It's too exciting for y'all.
Yeah, that's, and then we talk about our health, and maybe we could not.
Maybe better not to lah. Later come down my roller coaster, y'all dizzy.
Hey, but yeah, I haven't really used my Rediscover voucher yet.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I feel
and my
like
friends actually use already, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, my friends, a lot of them already use, and they actually use it for staycation.
Yeah?
Yeah, they really
do. But I feel like a lot of these staycations, right, among my friends, they done in a group. You know, whereby it's a group of friends or group of girls, and then they go there like hands night kind of vibe, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas I have less friends who are like, oh, couple go.
Yeah.
You know, more it's like, you know, more is like go with family also, you know, bring their kids, have fun at the facilities. Yeah.
But what we did was, my friends, a couple, right, booked a room, right? So before that, it was 5 people, right? Mm. So we had to choose among the group of 10 of us, right? Who is going to go to the party? Because I'm the single one, I get chosen because I've been adopted by the 4 other pairs of couple. Oh. So whatever activity that they do, right, must include me,
right? Yes. That's really amazing.
I mean,
okay, see what other ideas they have. Visit museums, go hiking.
I tell you what is more interesting lah. Okay, I have an activity, right, that I plan out, but I don't have anybody to do with me, so I'm gonna do it alone, right? It's actually, I've been buying a lot of cheap art supplies. Oh. So I intend to do a night of a painting.
Oh.
Maybe in the dark, then when I, you know, daytime that I see my art piece, like, oh, what have I done? At least there's something more interesting than what, go staycation? Oh.
Hey, I feel like, Nina, you are wrong.
What,
All these things are things that me and Mandy does. Go trekking, go hiking, visit museum.
Okay, lor.
Staycay. Yeah. I feel like I am actually doing very Gen Z activities. Okay. I am actually quite cool.
Yeah, same. Okay, yeah.
I mean, from this list, right, it kind of is telling me that I'm quite cool, which I'm getting a bit worried because I don't think so. But okay, if y'all are into this, so am I.
Oh my God. Seems like the Gen Zs are going backwards. Yeah. I'm a bit worried for y'all now.
No, it's a bit like, you know, fashion, you know, they have those cycles.
They always bring it back, bring it back.
Yeah, feels like every 12 years they're going back.
Yeah, so maybe the next activity is go agogo dancing. You go all the way back.
I guess, you know what? I think this is it for the first comeback episode where we catch up just a little bit more about what's happening in the new CB. Okay, the vaccine.
Yes.
Very
yes,
excited
correct.
Still.
The Met Gala event that's gonna happen.
Yes, I'm losing weight just because of my vaccination outfit. There we talked about our relationship status, boring and minus 25.
Yes.
And then we talk about the Gen Z ideas.
Yeah, and don't be disheartened because our sound woman actually told us that despite all this, a friend is actually going on a date lah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it still can happen one. Don't be disheartened.
Correct. So I guess it is just a matter of, you know what, this is kind of, we don't want to say this, we hate to say this, but this is a kind of new normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We hope it does get back to usual, right? But I think this is going to stay for some time.
Yes.
And I think for a lot of us, like I said, it's acceptance. We are really trying to see, oh my God, how do I still, within the confines and the limits and the rules of COVID-19, still try to get by our life? And if we're stuck in this 30s to 40s age, how do we still go out for dates? You know, how do we still navigate anything from school to work to relationship with this new weird social social distance
Correct.
Vibe.
The new new.
New year, new me. We didn't know it was so new.
Yes, correct.
This is very new.
Yeah, and I think like we'll have more interesting topics lah, because actually we did a lot of interesting things that we want to talk about also.
Correct. Yes, but this is a hello.
Yeah,
we're
this
back.
Is just a little hi.
Correct, yeah. So tell us also, okay, not joking, but we want to know, what have you been up to these 3 months, okay? Mm. Did you break up?
Or did you get married like two of my friends?
Yes, or did your husband get seduced and ran away with another girl like my friend?
Yes, or did you realize that your partner after 25 years of being together is not for you anymore?
Yes, like our friend. Okay, so we want to hear from you. Okay, so remember, okay, if you've forgotten, because I've forgotten a little bit, right? We're actually on Spotify. I hope we get back in the top 10 charts now that we're back, okay? I feel slipping to like top 20 and I want to cry, but I hope we're getting back, okay?
Okay.
And I found out, you know, we are actually on also on Apple charts.
Yes.
So we actually do have this podcast on Apple as well.
Yep. Yep.
And then we have our Instagram. Remember to follow that. Okay, mm-hmm. It's at the Thirsty Sisters TTS.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the YouTube channel. And
yes.
Anywhere we have Linktree. I'm yes. actually not a boomer. Nowadays, I know how to use the Linktree to link everything. So you follow any one of these platforms and we'll just link tree the rest
yes.
on it. Okay. So you join us. But I would think that I actually use IG the most.
Yes.
Right. So correct. I think, you know, if you see somebody replying to you on IG, that's probably me, because I am not so cool to be on Telegram. Okay, I'm also not so cool to be everywhere else.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
We also appreciate the people that have been giving their inputs on Telegram as well.
Oh yeah, sometimes I go in just to laugh.
Yeah, just to see what they're discussing about. You
yes.
know, like what are they doing in their life.
Yes, yeah. So we want to hear from you, you know, actually which platforms do you use the most? You know, where do you want to chat with us? I would assume it's IG. But I might be very wrong. But tell us. ASMR sound of the day before we forget.
So much.
I am nervous.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, my thighs are wet again. It just dried. And now it's wet again. But anyway, we hope you continue to stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we hope that you continue joining us, okay, on our more scandalous adventures.
Yeah.
And you enjoy this very brief hi
yes.
and catch up that we're doing today.
Yeah.
And I am Sylvia.
I'm Nina.
And we will see you on the next episode of the Thirsty Sisters TTS. New song, play.